This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan, former MasterChef contestant turned TV host turned advocate for all things vegetables, Alice Zasilavsky, has over the last few years been encouraging kids in schools across Australia to eat more vegetables through her wonderful digital toolkit Phenomenon. But now she's encouraging us all to cook and enjoy veggies through her beautiful new book, In Praise of Veg. And we're very lucky to have Alice on the show with us this morning. Hello, Alice.
Hello, Sam. Hello, Duncan. So good to be with you.
Alice, I am stunned to think that you would be so harsh and mean to meat. Obviously, the more superior of the foods. Children already knew that. How is it possible that you could ever come up with a recipe that would be better than meat?
Well, I think that's a really good place to have this to start this conversation, because I'm not saying that necessarily you should stop eating meat altogether if your family are meat eaters. But what I am saying is get amongst the veg as well, because for so long vegetables have been an afterthought. So people, you know, cook up whatever protein they've chosen and then, oh yeah, and I probably should have some veg because it's good for me. But if you start with the veg and think about some tasty, you know, ways to cook with the vegetables and what sort of sauces you'll put with it, then you'll naturally eat less meat and fish, which has been shown to be one of the ways that we can reduce our footprint on the planet. And you'll find that as a family, you're being more adventurous with the things that you eat.
Look, this book is incredible. If you haven't seen the book, In Praise of Veg, do look it up. It's a big unit, but it's also beautiful and colourful. You search for the vegetable you want to cook by colour and find out how to store and handle and cook it. How do you hope that people will change after picking up this lovely-looking book?
Gosh, well, I really hope that people pick this book up, you're right, because it looks good. And even people that don't necessarily consider themselves cooks or cookbook people, I hope that they can't resist but, you know, touch it in a shop. And then they open it and they think, oh, I could do that. I want people to feel like there are no barriers standing in their way between them and getting into the kitchen and cooking delicious food for their family.
This book reminds me of, you know, Stephanie Alexander's Cook's Companion. And then there's a Thai food book that I love by David Thompson that's a similar kind of tome of information. I feel like this is the foray for veggies. Like, if you want absolutely every possible angle you can think about with a vegetable, go ahead and grab this book.
What a fantastic, I'm going to write that verbatim onto my website. Thank you. That's very, very kind of you to say. And I do hope so. You know, I have to say every day I learn new things about vegetables, and there are already things that I wish that I had been able to cram into this book. But ultimately, there is so much information out there on the internet about everything that we want to know. So as much as it's a reference book, I just want this to be inspiration. I want people to flip through it and go, I didn't think to do that. Or, you know, when I look at David Thompson's book, I don't necessarily find myself jumping in and cooking his lard. But what I will do is I'll look at it and think, gosh, Thai food is just so full of flavour and life, and I want to learn more. And actually, David Thompson has a quote in Praise of Veg. So there you go.
Wow.
All that humor. Yeah,
there you go.
DT's a very, very good friend of veg.
And what I find interesting is that it's not all vegetarian recipes. There's recipes that include meat in there. Can you share some of the wonderful recipes we can find in this book?
Yeah, totally. So as I said, you know, I think everyone's on a spectrum of often if someone is trying to increase their vegetable eating, they have to go out and buy themselves a vegetarian cookbook, which is not so useful. So this one, you know, has all sorts of things. I'm flicking through it because it's actually, there's over 150 recipes. So things like samosa mixed stuffed peppers. So, you know, if you like capsicum, this is roasted capsicum with the sort of stuff that you'd find inside a samosa. There's one of my favourite desserts in here, the blender beetroot brownie, which is kind of like a Jaffa cake, but the beetroot turns the mix a vibrant shade of like a burgundy. So it's almost like a red velvet, I suppose. Mm. There's stuff that my family has been cooking for years, like the borscht, which is something that I grew up eating every day. That was my afternoon snack. Mum would cook up a big pot of borscht, which is like a beetroot vegetable soup, and I'd eat that every day. And then we find ourselves eating things like the burnt shallot and crispy brock orecchiette. That pasta is in some way, shape or form on our menu. Every time that we have roast chicken, the next night we'll use the pan juices as part of this pasta. So it's kind of, you know, I suppose that this is kind of like bringing my family to your table.
Now, I was flicking through the book and I thought to myself, there's no way there'll be a recipe in here that I'll want to try because I'm a meat lover. And I always think
Come
of
on,
this
Duncan.
As the side dish, the afterthought.
Be kind to Alice.
And then on page 86, I believe it is. Yeah, 86 of the book. I saw this. KFC. Karelian fried cauliflower with coconut chutney. And unfortunately, I wasn't sitting down and I fell over when I saw this because I was like, I think that this might be a recipe that I could eat because I've often thought of cauliflower as ghost broccoli. It's like broccoli, but all the flavour's been removed and it's just a disappointment. Can you run me through why I should be going home to cook Karelian fried cauliflower, KFC, tonight?
Yes. Well, firstly, and this is fantastic for anyone listening in with dietaries in the household, it is gluten-free, so you're using chickpea flour rather than flour. It is dairy-free. You can use a coconut yogurt for the dipping sauce. It is not flavour-free because as much as you think that cauliflower is ghost broccoli, it's actually a really sweet, mild, you know, just the same as turnip, it absorbs flavours, so that's why it can take big, punchy flavours like the spices through this. The deep-fried curry leaves, as far as I'm concerned, cauliflower and curry leaves, and even cauliflower and curry powder are just matches made in heaven, and it is so simple to do, and you can do this as well. If you don't have any collie, you can do this with other things. Any veg that can be tempura fried, you can do this recipe with. And it'll not only convince you, the ghost broccoli naysayer, but it'll convince any kids that you have in your vicinity because they love hand food. So, you know, it's crunchy, it's sweet in the middle. You grab it with your hands, your fingers get sticky, you think about it forever. And I feel like this might just be, as you say, hopefully, this is the recipe that turns you into a believer, a veg believer.
Alice, you've shared about all the delicious vegetables, but your book's so big it even features some of the freak fruits. And they're the ones I'd like to talk about, okay?
Yes.
You open up the drawer and you find yourself face-to-face with a world of turnips. What could you possibly craft with Satan's carrot?
Wow.
That is wild. Firstly, turnips look nothing like a carrot. So
they do.
They look nothing at all like a carrot. But I will tell you, okay, so turnips for me are kind of like a flavour sponge. So it's more about what you put them with. And one way that I love using turnips is pickled. So I've actually got some turnips that I'm going to pickle just this afternoon. It's really easy to do. It's basically, you know, you're whacking them together with like a salt brine, I suppose, and then you're adding a little bit of beetroot. And not only do they soak up flavour, they also soak up colour. And so that's when you get those, you know, if you've ever had a shawarma with those hot pink crunchy bits, that is pickled turnip. And
stop.
Things like, yeah, so take that back. Take it back.
Unbelievable. I never knew that was the shawarma. How dare you lie to me, shawarma? All right, I'm not done here. You've opened up the fridge and tragedy is afoot because for some reason chocos were on sale and you've got 19 of them. What could you possibly do with a choco?
God. A choco? What are you going to do? Well, choco, I'm pretty sure you can stir fry choco. Choco did not make it into Empresa Veg because it's not so accessible in Australian greengrocers. You can get it from specialty grocers, but I feel like I would love, you know, if listeners grew up with choco and they've been eating, you know, great choco stir fries and they've got a recipe, please reach out, let me know. I'm all about it.
That's going to be a ghost town in your email box right there because there's... There's not a single thing that you would cook a choco with. All right. That was well played because I did notice it wasn't in the book. So the final one is those freak miniature lettuces known as Brussels sprouts. There is not a possible thing that you could cook that's delicious with a Brussels sprout. Go ahead.
God, now this is a gauntlet that I'm very happy to throw down. So Brussels sprouts need to be burnt. you need to caramelize the outside of them.
Of course they do. That's the way you get the demons out. You set them on fire.
Exercise them. It's so true. But so what you'll find is if it's a really hot oven, crank it up, preheat your oven tray when it's preheating, and then grab it out, pop a bit of baking paper down. And I say baking paper because my husband does all the washing up at home, and he just watches the tray go in without it. And if the Brussels sprouts are sticky with honey or maple syrup, then the tray comes out and it's pretty hard to wash. So baking paper down for the sake of your marriage, and then put the Brussels sprouts halved down, face side down, with something like, I've got a marinated Brussels sprout with like a 70s marinade in the book, but it could just be, you know, honey, olive oil, soy sauce, maybe some chili flakes if you're that way inclined, a little bit of garlic. Mm. And so in that hot oven, I'm talking maybe like not that hot, 210, 220, for about 10 to 15 minutes. That's it. And when they come out, you'll find that they're sweet in the middle, they're crunchy on the outside, and you'll never say a bad word about Brussels sprouts again.
Okay.
Look, I've got to say, Alice, this is such a beautiful book, and there's 150 recipes in there. I want to pull back the curtain because in February of this year, I visited you. You're based in Melbourne, but you're up in Sydney shooting pictures for this book.
Yes.
And we had a good chat for my podcast. I'm just looking at this recipe. There's one in here. Sweet potato shepherd's pie. Now, sweet potato is my favourite food in the whole world, my favourite thing in the whole world, okay? I'm just wondering, where was that shepherd's pie when I came and did the podcast with you? Because, what happened to all the food that you took the photos of during the day?
If only I'd known that, I would have, we would have organised for you to be there on that day. So all of that food, obviously a book like this doesn't happen on my lonesome. So we had a fantastic team. You know, we shot over 110 recipes we shot within 3 weeks with a little sort of 10-month-old running around. That was wild, running around the studio very, very safely. and so all of that food went home to everyone's families. And actually the publishers were finding excuses to come in. So Murdoch, who published this book, all of their team were coming in with containers, with their Pyrex from home, and grabbing servings of food and taking it home to their families. So to me, I think that's probably the biggest endorsement of the book, is that all of the food on set got eaten.
That's so good.
No, the biggest endorsement of the book's right on the front is Nigella Lawson says that you're a force of nature.
Yeah.
Did she specify what kind of natural force you were? Are you a tornado? Are you a dust devil? Are you like a cold front moving in from the south? What kind of force of nature is it?
Gosh, I haven't been asked that question, and I haven't really thought about it. I think if I had to be anything, I know, so the Nat, my daughter, I call her Hurricane Hazel. But if I had to think of myself as a force of nature, I'm going to say that if I had to be a force of nature, I would be a tidal wave, because I feel like I'm riding the crest of a wave right now. You know, Australians are searching for vegetables, vegan, plant-based. That was like the number one search term.
Yep.
In the country last year. And so I feel like really all I'm doing is kind of like riding that wave and giving people the information and the inspiration to keep doing the things that they were going to do anyway. So let's go with tidal wave. Are you happy with that?
I love it. Perfect.
Before you go, Alice, we've taken a lot of your time, but I'm keen to ask you, people listening right now, vegetables are always done the same way and they always have been done the same way. What are a few tips to take vegetables at dinner time to the next level without having to do a whole lot more effort than what you're already doing?
Yeah, well, actually, the one part of the book that I really love is the Vegetable Matrix, which is kind of like a spreadsheet of, the simplest ways to think about each vegetable. And if I had to bring that in and synthesize that into a couple of points, what I'll say is, season your veg properly. So don't think that if you add too much salt that it's not going to be good for you, in inverted commas. That's not going to blow out your sodium for the day. It is going to make your vegetables taste sweet and creamy and buttery and bring all the flavours together. Add butter, add olive oil, make things as flavoursome as possible. I would also say that the best thing that you can do, I've already mentioned it with Brussels sprouts, any brassicas, so broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, even lettuce, burn them. So get the outside caramelized, even in a pan or in the oven, and that will, again, that'll create dimension and flavor, and you'll love vegetables and never see them the same way again. And never overboil them. Never, ever, ever, please.
You've been cooking at Fire Door again, have you, in Sydney?
Yes, there you go. See, that's exactly what you're thinking of. So yeah. Lennox Hasty, all about the fire. And that's, couldn't agree more.
Alice Sislavsky, your new book is In Praise of Veg, and you can find out more about Alice at aliceinframes.com. Congratulations on the book, Alice, and thanks for spending so much time with us talking about cooking veggies on Hope Breakfast.
You're most welcome. Chat again soon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.